Hey there, Dr. Paula here. This is a recording that is designed to help you build your self-confidence. Let's begin by taking a nice deep breath. As you exhale, let go of the anxieties, stresses, and worries of the day. Take another deep breath, and once again, just let go of any tension in your body. Finally, one more deep breath, and exhale deeply and completely, sinking comfortably into the furniture that supports you. I wonder if you could imagine a clock on the wall. This isn't any kind of clock. This is one of those special, expensive clocks that has a pendulum that swings to the left and to the right. Imagine now that as you watch the pendulum swing to the left and to the right, without moving your head, let your eyes follow that movement. To the left and to the right. 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 Now, as you're watching this pendulum continue to swing back and forth, I'm wondering if you can slow the pendulum down, slower and slower and slower still. The pendulum continues to swing to the left and to the right, and you continue to watch the swinging, but it's going so slow. Even slower, until it's almost stopped. And you might notice that you're feeling more and more relaxed. The slower the pendulum moves, the more calm, tranquil, peaceful, serene, quiet, and still you are feeling. This is so restful. And as you watch the pendulum continue its path from left to right, oh, so slowly, you feel peaceful, composed, in control, and soothed. Go ahead and just close your eyes and enjoy this feeling of relaxation. Imagine now that you are on the top of a hill and there is a lovely, pleasing, attractive cottage at the bottom of the hill. You aren't sure why, but this cottage feels familiar, like you have visited it before, that somehow this cottage is important to you. From the top of this hill, there are 10 steps leading to this cottage. Each step is a flat stepping stone, partially covered with moss, but the center of each stone appears to be well worn. I'll count down as you descend these steps. 10, just beginning the journey, feeling hopeful that you'll find answers in this cottage. 9, feeling positive and calm. 8, letting go of any troubles. 7, taking slow, firm, measured steps. 6, more relaxed and calm than you have felt in a long time. 5. Feeling the world slowing down. 4. Feeling at ease with yourself and the world. 3. Twice as relaxed as before. 2. Almost there, feeling expectant, knowing that something special lies within this cottage. 1. One more step, and you are standing in front of the cottage door. As you take that last step, you notice that there is a sign on the door with your name on it. This is your home, your cottage. And you have visited this cottage many, many times. It's time now to revisit this cottage because it has been left unattended for a while. And it's probably time to do some cleanup. As you enter the cottage, you admire the sturdy walls, the tasteful colors, and the comfortable furniture. Everything in the cottage suits you because the cottage is you. Over to your right, you notice a warm fire crackling in the fireplace. It throws just enough heat to warm the room, not too hot and not too cold. Go ahead, enjoy the smells and the sounds of the fire. It adds such a pleasant hue to the light from the lamp that's in the corner. Wander around the cottage. Peek into the well-stocked kitchen. It has all your favorites. Explore the bedroom with its comforting, fluffy bed. You might want to test that bed and wrap yourself in the warmth of the comforter. So soft, so fluffy. This is your home, your inner home. People have come and gone in your life, and whether they are still a part of your life or long gone, they have all left things behind. The things they have left in this cottage are both good and bad. There are pictures on the walls and notes pinned to the cork boards in several of the rooms. There are sweet mementos, little ornaments, books, and papers on the tables. And some of these things bring a smile to your heart when you gaze on them. But some of these things remind you of hurts, failures, criticisms, disappointments, losses, displeasures, distresses, disillusionments, frustrations, regrets, and setbacks. They make you sad when you look at them, and they are littered all over your beautiful cottage. The good memories seem to be far outweighed by the sad, unhappy, gloomy, forlorn memories, and they leave you feeling defected, despondent, sorrowful, melancholy, and woeful. These notes and pictures are the sum of all the rebuttals, refusals, resentments, negative statements about yourself, whether made by yourself, for yourself, or by others and directed at you. All those negative statements that have affected you at any time in your life are all here on cork boards or pictures on the walls of your cottage. It's time to clean up this cottage. You deserve to feel hopeful, confident, self-assured, assertive, buoyant, and well-balanced. Begin now in your kitchen. Take down any pictures of people or events that make you sad. Some pictures could be disagreeable people. Others might be pictures of events in your life. And some may represent subconscious wishes for failure. Take them all down. There may be dislikes for some people in your life, procrastination, or past negative conditioning. Some of the notes on the corkboard or the pictures on the wall may represent laziness or apathy, lack of communication or commitment, or they could symbolize any spite or hatred or hurt that is held by you or directed at you by someone else. All these negative feelings are scattered around the walls of your kitchen. This is the room that is meant to provide nourishment to your body. And instead, it's littered with pain, sadness, discomfort, hurt, aches, and stings. You don't need these things in your kitchen. Take them all down. Now have a look at that corkboard. Are there messages on the corkboard that are not serving you? Messages that tear you down, erode your self-confidence, tell you that you aren't good enough, that you are an imposter? Some of these messages have been left by others, but more of them are in your own handwriting. Take them all down. You don't need them anymore. You have the ability to remove them, and so you do. You can gather them all up and throw the pictures and the notes that are not serving you into the fireplace. Let them burn and watch as they disintegrate, no longer a factor in your life. Now do the same in the living room. This is the room that is supposed to provide you with a safe space, a place to recover, nurture, sustain, encourage, promote, cultivate, and support your dreams and goals. This is the place that you can go to when you need confidence, a place that you can find your inner strength. Take down all those pictures and notes that get in the way of feeling the strength and power that is you. Restore this room to one of optimism, hope, possibility, promise, and potential. When you're finished in the living room, go to the bedroom and once again, remove all those pictures and notes that interfere with your hopes and dreams. After all, the bedroom is where we're supposed to dream. We don't need reminders that constrain, chafe, hamper, limit, restrain, restrict, hinder, or inhibit your aspirations, ambitions, goals, and desires. Once you've gathered these negative pictures and notes, take them back to the fire in the living room. As they begin to burn, they crackle and the flames dance and leap up into the air. And you can actually feel all those negative influences from the past leaving you. That's right. They are totally and completely burnt out of your life. And you enjoy a wonderful feeling of freedom and a feeling of being rid of all those negative influences that have been holding you back. It's as though all those negative influences from the past are going up in flames and smoke. And if you look up there, you will see the thick black smoke climbing higher and higher as it reaches the chimney and becomes nothing but ashes. The smoke becomes thinner and it disperses and it leaves your life forever. And suddenly the smoke is gone. It has completely dispersed and you are free. You are free from all past negative influences. all self-defeating beliefs, all those things that held you back in life. You are now free to progress, to advance, to move forward, to achieve whatever goals you set for yourself. You are free, and it's a wonderful feeling to be free. You feel so much more confident, much more self-assured, and much more comfortable with yourself. All past negative influences have departed. Your cottage is tidy, warm, and inviting. It's as though you can really begin to live again. You can now make a fresh start, a healthy, positive new beginning, and continue to live a fulfilling life, doing not only the things that you have to do every day, but also doing the things that you really want to do and doing them with confidence. As the smoke completely disperses and you're sitting comfortably, feeling safe and warm, you might imagine a beautiful violet stream of light pouring down from the ceiling like a laser beam. Imagine the energy from the violet light streaming in through your head. And this energy symbolizes purity of thought because now you experience only positive thoughts and feelings. The light represents love and honesty, confidence and clear thinking, and a very special feeling of inner calm and happiness. Feel the energy and the love from the light entering your brain and streaming down into the spinal column and out through every nerve, every cell, every fiber, every consciousness of your being. And the purity of thought and feeling enters every nerve, every cell, every fiber, and every consciousness of your being, filling you with calm and confident, positive thoughts and feelings, wonderfully strong, and positive energy. And you feel loving acceptance for the wonderful human being that you are. And as you accept yourself as the wonderful person you are, you find that you begin to feel differently about yourself. You feel so much calmer, deep inside, so much more relaxed, so much more confident. And every cell in your body is bathed in love and acceptance from that beautiful violet light. Your feelings are changing on a cellular level, even altering the chemistry of your body in a calm and positive way. Your cottage is now a place of healthy refuge, a place to recharge your heart and your being. You have swept away all those negative thoughts and beliefs that you once held about yourself. The walls are now empty of the sad, unsupportive images, and your corkboards are now empty. It's time now to replace them with images that support you, help you, guide you, and messages that sustain, inspire, motivate, stir, stimulate, and encourage you. Begin now walking around your cottage and place pictures of people, pets, or events that make you smile. As you do, repeat the following statements after me. You can imagine each of these statements as a new message for your corkboards. As you repeat them, you can do this quietly in your head, or if you are alone, you might choose to say them out loud. Let's begin. I am a winner, a confident, successful, goal-oriented winner. Others may be willing to sit back and wait for things to happen, but I am willing to work to make things happen because I am a winner. I can vividly picture myself as competent and in command. I remind myself that my mind creates my reality, and this is the reality my mind is now creating. I succeed when I expect to succeed. I am healthier when I expect to be healthy. I am confident by making a habit of thinking and talking and acting in a confident way. I actively search out ways to be helpful, to be constructive in word and action. I look for the good and the positive. I encourage and praise others, and especially myself. I write my goals and ideals clearly on a piece of paper and carry it with me. Clearly defined written goals are tools with which I build my new life. I take new pride and joy in my growth and success. My accomplishments are both exciting and rewarding. Now you can stop repeating. These messages will begin to create new opportunities, experiences, and realities in your life. The more you repeat them, the stronger they become. You'll know that they are creating a new you because your feelings will tell you so. You always listen very carefully now to your feelings, to your inner self, that wonderful, calm, wiser, and more confident self. You are experiencing a calm inner acceptance, and you are loving yourself for who you are in a calm and peaceful sort of way. I'm going to count the numbers from 1 to 5, and with each and every number, you will find yourself slowly returning to fully awakening consciousness. On the count of 5, you'll be ready to open your eyes, and you'll be fully alert, refreshed, and ready to allow these suggestions to work for you. And even as you begin rousing from this session and becoming aware of the external world, you know that deep inside you, these new messages are already beginning to grow and changes are occurring within. Count the numbers after me in your mind. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. When you're ready, open your eyes, smile, stretch your neck, roll your shoulders, and allow these suggestions to take effect. Take care.